AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It hasn't felt like Southern California and Southern California over the last few days. ABC meteorologist Greg Durta has more.
While Southern California gets a break, it's a 24-hour break at the very most, as another little wave is going to move in for them. But this system continues its coast-to-coast track, bringing severe weather into the south. By later on this afternoon into the evening, those storms become linear. Now, that reduces slightly the tornado threat, but the high wind threat is very high, especially along I-35 and west of Oklahoma City.
Meanwhile, more than 300,000 customers in Michigan remain without power after last week's ice storm. Two people killed and three others hurt in a shooting at a memorial service in St. Paul, Minnesota Saturday. Authorities have not made arrests, but they say they do not believe the shootings were random. Commemorations in Lower Manhattan as today marks 30 years since the deadly 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, nearly 8 years before the 9/11 attack. This is ABC News. Nearly 30 million Americans bracing for a significant cut in their monthly food stamp benefits. After about 3 years, the federal government is ending the pandemic-era payments for low-income families on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, on March 1st. Brittany Griner appeared at an award show Saturday, a little more than a year since the basketball star was arrested in Russia. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
It was a big surprise when Brittany Griner appeared at the NAACP Image Awards.
It feels so good to be here, especially with my beautiful, amazing wife and with all of y'all here today.
Courtesy of BET, Griner's wife Sherelle also spoke.
We are just truly so thankful to all the people, many of whom are Black women and Black-led organizations who fought so hard to bring BG home tonight.
Griner, who was released in a prisoner swap in December, urged the audience to fight to bring home every American detained overseas. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's gotten easier lately for older people with diabetes to get insulin, but many younger people are still having a hard time. Mike Moen has one person's story from Wisconsin.
Last year's Federal Inflation Reduction Act did cap monthly copays at $35 for Medicare enrollees. Saskia Hale, a registered nurse in Stevens Point, says she's relieved that those individuals are less likely to need hospitalization for diabetes complications.
Some of these complications include having to have limbs amputated, having sores, having chronic kidney problems, going into kidney failure.
She says those often stem from patients not being able to cover out-of-pocket insulin costs. A new Federal Health and Human Services report suggests the cap will result in $500 in annual savings for seniors. But Hale, who was a diabetic herself, says non-Medicare patients still have insurance barriers, along with added expenses for supplies like needles and glucose monitors. Hale says falling off a management plan because of skyrocketing insulin costs can result in being labeled non-compliant by your insurance coverage provider.
When they're labeled that way, it makes it seem as though they are doing this simply because they don't want to take their insulin, and that is usually not the case. It's usually because they cannot afford the medication.
She says having the label of non-compliant, even if it's not the patient's fault, can lead to the insurer dropping insulin coverage from the individual's plan. President Joe Biden recently called on Congress to extend the $35 cap to all Americans with diabetes, but political analysts predict that's unlikely with a divided power structure right now. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes.
Maine,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. You got something you want to say to the folk, Gilbert?
As always, Earl, I love to say good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Let's go, because it's Monday morning. What's up, Earl?
Man, you know, I'm a little melancholy, man, because the season is
How
over.
You spell that? Melancholy.
No, man, but I always like the word. Hey, a little sad, man, because the season is over, man. I get so caught up in the season that when it ends, man, I gotta start watching baseball, man. You know, you gotta.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You're not a baseball fan.
You know what, Earl? I got Horizon help on the way.
Come on, man.
And we got the XFL coming up.
Come on, man.
But see, here's the thing. This is the way I look at it. It's now is more opportunity. That's the way I see it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just one engine now. It's two more engines to get these guys in the professional life.
Yeah, for the players, yeah. But after watching the real thing, man, it's a hard adjustment, man. You know, after
why you say the real thing? What's the difference, man? That's all.
Well, you said there's no difference in. Okay, well then the question becomes: you were a star player.
No, we ain't comparing. That's like comparing apples to oranges, right there, baby. Don't do that. Did you hear what I said? I said these are some of the cats that's just a step slower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, once you see these cats, you'll say, okay, he belongs there.
Hey, Gilbert.
Some of them just been overlooked.
Do you think that I never watched the USFL before in the old days and all those other football?
You might have. But guess who came out of the USFL?
They had a couple players who made it. Who name them?
Reggie White.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, get it right, man. Get it right now. Man. What's that dude name that was running?
Running for who?
Herschel Walker. He came from the USFL.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was different than what we're dealing with now. Okay.
What is the difference?
The difference was that was like the AFL and the NFL. The USFL was come on, man. The USFL was never on the same level as the NFL. Right? I mean, the AFL. The AFL was never on the same level.
See, that there you go, Earl, putting words in my mouth. I ain't said that. I said we're going to watch some guys that's a step slower than NFL.
And I will have to tell you, though, Gilbert, after watching a few 1-0 baseball games, I may just turn over to the USFL, man. I went to a few baseball games in the summer, and every time I go to a Brewer game, it's 1-0. You go to baseball games? I Who? Can't see you going to baseball. You.
Who? You talking to me?
Yeah.
Baseball? Baseball? You talking baseball?
Man.
Now, you know what? You know what, man? I'm a physical guy, so I like to watch physical sports.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing against baseball. I mean, you know, I'm a Brewer fan and a Detroit Tiger fan, you know, just because that's where I'm at. Right. But other than that, that's it. That's it, babe.
You're not sitting around for 2.5-3 hours watching a 1-0 baseball game.
No. I it's a beautiful atmosphere.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's America's pastime, dogs and soldiers, but I can't do it.
But, I said that I wasn't going to watch the USFL, man, but, you know, football is football.
Come on.
And watching some cat
Come on,
run
man.
Up.
You got, you.
Huh? Yeah, but watching some cat run up the field and get blindsided. Man, and somebody got to help.
You think the rules are different or something? Is that what you're saying?
Man, the rules aren't any different. And like you said, that's a professional league, right? It's a professional league. I mean, they're not just getting anybody off the street corner.
That's the thing I'm talking about. It's a professional league. It's not semi-pro. You're on national TV.
Yeah. With the 50 people in the stands and the 25.
Yeah, you can say hi, Mom.
And the $25,000 contracts. But I guess it has to start somewhere, right?
It got to start somewhere, man. I mean, you know, you can't come out and get that Aaron Rodgers money like that.
So speaking of Aaron Rodgers, your boy.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I had to speak
to you. So if you were playing with Aaron Rodgers.
Now, I had to laugh with you.
No, but you played with Brett Favre. And
the only quarterback I played with was Brett Favre.
Whatever you want to say about Brett Favre, he was blood and guts, wasn't he? He was blood and guts, man.
Man, he was blood and guts, and then if it was still moving, he'd stamp on it.
Did you ever play, even in college or anywhere else, with a cat who was so competitive, man? I mean, that cat.
No, never. No, it's kind of like he walked in to work, around the corner, came back and clocked in again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how Brett Favre was, man. I mean, you can't match his intensity, his dedication to the game. I mean, he brought so much to the table, man.
You know, man, I used to watch him get laid out and he roll around on the ground. I mean, cat's got a clean shot at him, right? 300-pounder, defensive end, got a clean shot at him. And it wasn't like it is today where they was, you know, the quarterback's protected a little bit, right? I mean, you can't even.
A little.
Hey, man.
If you look at a quarterback wrong, it's a flag.
I know, man.
No, they used to. We used to, back in the day when we was playing, they would say, even if you don't hit the quarterback, fall at his feet, do something. You can't do that now. Oh, Lord Jesus, no, that's a flag.
No, you know, too. And I get it. Man, the quarterback is, and you cats got bigger and faster and stronger, man, and you can do some real damage to a quarterback, right? So I understand why
that's the thing. If we done ran all the way over there, you think we're going to tap him? Oh, we're going to lay heavy on him. I'm going to put all this at the time, 370, 3, whatever it was. I'm going to lay heavy on you, man, if I get on you. So now you can't do it, man. You can't do it no more.
Yeah, and how difficult is that, man, to pull up? I mean, what they're putting on the defensive guy, he's coming full speed. He's got to get past a blocker. And then he got to somehow, before he get there, say, I mean, that's not something you were good at. You wouldn't be good at that, would you?
You know what, Earl? It's a fine line from when that quarterback runs and slides.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you like, okay now. Or if they running and they're going to try to push it as much as they can to get to that first down marker before they get out of bounds. You see what I'm saying? To be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the game has really changed, and they make it more difficult on those defensive players. They continue to do that. And especially if you're a defensive lineman like you and you've gotten past two guys as big as you and maybe and both of them as strong as you, and you get through them, and now you get a shot at the quarterback and you got to – not touching, man, that's got to be frustrating.
You got to, hey, buddy, how are you? Instead of going, fuck!
Hey, man, you just watch.
You got to lay heavy, man.
Man, you just watch all these different changes to the game. And I understand why, Gilbert, you understand why. It's a dangerous game, man. I guess it always was.
The changes hurt so much. But then again, you ain't the last. You know what I'm saying? But what makes me so mad is the positions that they make safer.
Okay.
It's chop. Stop that. You know what I'm saying? Why are we so expendable to where it's okay not to do this, that, and that to the quarterback? Well, it will make it okay that they can't do that, turn around and chop a guy's leg off and end his career.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what pissed me off about it, man.
Yeah.
Quarterback is no different. I mean, he pretty boy. You know, he leader of the team. But how trying to be important, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, man, you could have been a quarterback, man. You knew the quarterbacks were the pretty boys. I mean, in your mind, did you always want to be a quarterback?
No, Earl, I ain't never want to touch that ball like that. You crazy? You got to be a fool to be a quarterback.
I know. Listen, hey, we got another break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
but Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
What he'll talk about today, even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, I've always wanted to ask you, man. So this Brett Favre, and I used to watch him, man, and wonder how can one guy be that tough. He probably was one of the toughest quarterbacks. When I looked and saw you on the site, and it said the toughest football players in the history of the game. I didn't see Reggie White. I didn't see a lot of the players that many of us historians of football would say should be there. You were there. You and Ray Nitschke. I remember Ray Nitschke. And Ray Nitschke was just a tough hombre, man. He, you know, bow-legged, didn't have any speed, right? None at all.
A face only Miss Nitschke could love.
Did you ever meet him?
Absolutely. I sure did, man. It was you talk about tradition, momentum, all that stuff, man. When you're a young cat, you sitting in your locker, and one of the greatest linebackers of all time comes in, sits down next to you, and shakes your hand. And mind you, hands felt like bricks. Bricks. You know what I'm saying? There is no feeling when you know the game, you studied the game, and now you got one of the legends of the game sitting there talking to you. I had to look around behind me and see if he, are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me?
Well, but Gilbert, you are listed in the toughest players in the history of the NFL, and the only other Packer who was there was Ray Nitschke. Man, when I saw that, because I know who Ray Nitschke is, and you talked about the folklore of Lambeau Field and the Green Bay Packers, and Ray Nitschke, you know, for those of us who were around at that time, man, a legend, living legend at that time.
That's absolutely.
Now you.
I wouldn't call myself anything like that, man. I would never do that. But I will tell you guys this. As long as I was a Green Bay Packer, going to work every day, day in, day out, every day. You know, like you punch in your clock for your 9 to 5. Football for us was just like that every day. The only day we had off was Tuesday. And we still had to come in on Tuesday if you want to keep your job. So coming to work every day, Earl, there was a hallway that we had to go through. Everybody had to go through. On the sides were all the pictures of all the greats. On the top ceiling was all the championship banners. on the floor was nothing but G's. You walking down that hallway every day to go to work, the hair on the back of my neck always rose walking down that hallway. On a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, every day I walked down that hallway, the hair on the back of my neck stood up because of the tradition that the Green Bay Packers had.
You know, man, walking on that hallowed ground, I didn't tell you, man. It was a time when I got a chance to walk through the tunnel and walk out on the field. And I actually got the chance to walk out on the field with four of my youth football teams. We got to play at halftime in Lambeau Field. And, man, when I got out, it was like I had reached heaven. Man, just to even be out there, and all I could think about, Gilbert, were all of those people who, I'm a little older than you. And, man, I've been watching football a long time. Mm-hmm. And to know that this is where they were, right, and who was on that field, it's like the ghost of all those players out there. Did you feel that when you played?
Absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I mean, the tunnel has changed from one end to the other side.
Right.
But the state, a lot of teams can't say that they stadium is still where it stood in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s. That's what I was talking about, tradition. Green Bay football will never leave Green Bay. If it do, that means the NFL is over.
You know, man, never talk with you about the city of Green Bay.
Uh-oh.
You know, because it's such a small city, man, and I guess if you walk down the street in Green Bay, you couldn't do it without everybody stopping you because, man, you're a god in Green Bay. So is that the way it is for most of the Packer players that people can remember?
You know, way back then, man, we used to have to drive all the way to Appleton to get a Wendy's hamburger. You know what I'm saying? You had to drive all the way to Milwaukee to get some Popeyes. You know what I mean? If there was a brother walking down the street and never they played football, football in his life, he was a Green Bay Packer. You know what I mean?
I never thought about it.
So it was different back then, but it has changed now. I mean, Green Bay has grown to, I look over, it was a field at one time. Now it's a Menard.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's grown. And I love the way it's the direction that it is. And they're getting a little bit more hotels in there.
And you know what else is so really has changed in Green Bay, man?
What's that?
The fact that we're on the air in Green Bay and they get a chance to hear me Monday through Friday. Can you believe that, man?
You go Monday through Friday early. You know, they probably only listen on Monday mornings and then turn it off after that.
Man, we got to go through a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It hasn't felt like Southern California in Southern California over the last few days. ABC meteorologist Greg Durta has more.
While Southern California gets a break, it's a 24-hour break at the very most as another little wave is going to move in for them. But this system continues its coast-to-coast track, bringing severe weather into the south. By later on this afternoon into the evening, those storms become linear. Now, that reduces slightly the tornado threat, but the high wind threat is very high, especially along I-35 and west of Oklahoma City.
Meanwhile, more than 300,000 customers in Michigan remain without power after last week's ice storm. Two people killed and three others hurt in a shooting at a memorial service in St. Paul, Minnesota Saturday. Authorities have not made arrests, but they say they do not believe the shootings were random. Commemorations in Lower Manhattan as today marks 30 years since the deadly 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, nearly 8 years before the 9/11 attack. This is ABC News.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, under the helmet, with the grave digger himself. So, Gilbert, let's talk about, we talked a little bit about the quarterbacks. You, Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to spend four nights in the dark. So I mean, if your quarterback, you know.
Hey, Earl, when I grew up, we have a couple nights in the dark too, man.
It wasn't by choice. Now, what's going on, man?
Quarterbacks are a whole different breed, man. I promise you. They just, I mean, from Aaron Rodgers to, what's the kid name out there in Denver?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, these boys crazy. Hey, they are eccentric. Is that what they say? Yeah. That's the word for them. They're just totally different cats, man. And I mean, from going from I need time alone to be in the dark, I need to go on a sabbatical here, and I need this coach, the only coach for me. I ain't never heard nothing like that. You let an offensive or defensive lineman come up there and say that, they're gonna say, "Sir, we got an apple and a roadmap for you." Goodbye,
man. You know. You know, man, so I think back because, man, I remember, man, Bart Starr, man, and I remember Vince Lombardi. Uh-huh. And Bart Starr was just like the other guys. He was not a prima donna. He was just clearly something changed with that quarterback position. And now when you can get the kind of money that they get, I guess you can, you know, kind of dictate things. But that was not the case. I mean, Brett Favre made a lot of money, but he certainly is not the way these guys are today.
It's a whole different attitude, man. And you know, I'm not saying that this guy's better than that guy. They just a whole different cat, man. They get to do things that other guys cannot do.
Does it ever
it's
bother?
Just plain and simple.
Does it ever bother? Because it's a team, and so
everybody knows, Earl, it's the quarterback and then the team. Everybody knows that. They don't care. Even the quarterback, it looked like he fell off the ugly truck. He is still the man. He's still going to get the girls, and I don't know why that happened.
He's got the money. You know, it helps, right?
Money helps.
Let me. So Russell Wilson, right? Here's Russell Wilson. And what? Maybe towards the end of his career already.
Uh-huh.
And he gets a $250 million almost guaranteed contract. Now let's say you play for Denver, and you've been playing for Denver, and they keep telling you there's no money, and then they bring this cat in, and he's got a reputation. He's got he won a Super Bowl, and he didn't do much his last year in Seattle, but they bring him in, Gilbert. And all of a sudden, he starts demanding things, and they give him all of those things. If you're on the team and you see that, if he comes in and he's humble and stuff like that, maybe everything is cool. But if he come in dictating, how do you handle that?
It's kind of hard. It's kind of that thing where he's a franchise, man. It's kind of like when we were Super Bowl year, we would have ones on ones. So we get to hit everybody. We get to hit Dorsey Levins. We get to hit Edgar Benny. We get to hit hard. It's game situation. Guess what, though? If you touch Brett Favre, you got an Apple roadmap, and you get a bike. They ain't going to give you no car. You got to get on a bike and go all the way back to Detroit if you touch him. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback is the primo. He's the leader. He's supposed to be the smartest guy on the team. I beg to differ on that. But he's supposed to be the smartest guy on the team. And if you touch him, you can't replace him. You see what I'm saying? So you get away with a lot of stuff.
You know, man, I just want to, again, focus with you on, as you were coming to realize that you're going to be one of a handful of the greatest athletes in the world, because that's what an NFL football player is. He's one of the greatest athletes in the world. Some may argue even the best athletes in the world. Anybody who can run and hit and get up and, man, you lay some – Gilbert puts a hit on somebody, and, man, and the way you used to put a hit on cats – and they hop right up, you know, and you know you put a good lick on them.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens when you know you put a good lick on them? Do you say a couple words to him?
No, because you know he hurt. You know he hurt. You know what I'm saying? And I done hit the best of them. Eddie George, Barry Sanders, anything in a Chicago uniform, I just try to just demolish. I always tell everybody, I'm a bear killer, I'm a lion tamer, and I don't like them things, them grown men that wear purple and Vikings.
You know, man, when you When we talk about, again, the game of football, man, and the importance of it, and all of these people in this state, and, man, people know who Gilbert Brown is all over the country, you know. And you did all these commercials. I didn't even realize how many different commercials. Man, you're a celebrity.
I did a few in my time. You know, I wasn't the guy that used to run all the way to L.A. and go to all the award shows and be on TV all the time.
I ain't like to fly, man.
So I stayed my fat butt at home somewhere and did what I had to do, you know. But it's a thing where, man, if you must be doing something good if people remember you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Well, you know, man, most of us, when our time is up, the only people who are going to remember us are the ones who love us.
Yeah.
But you've set a legacy that people will always get a chance to look at the footage of you and what you've accomplished, man. What does that mean?
It means so much stuff, Earl, because I can sit up and watch footage of Reggie White, man, and sometimes I can cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I can smile, and sometimes I'm just amazed. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that, you know, it's sometimes legacy ain't just material stuff. You know what I'm saying? Legacy is a whole array of things that you put down on paper, on wax, on film, on air, or whatever it is that your kids can say, hey, that's my dad, that's my mom, or whatever it is, man. And I feel blessed that I can do that.
You know, man, football is the number one sporting event in this country. Out of 100, I was watching this the other day, out of 100 most watched events on television, not sports. It just said events.
We're the king, Earl.
Yeah, man.
We're the king. We ain't bashful to say it. We ain't bashful to say we better than basketball. We ain't bashful to say we better than baseball. We better than all them scrubs. We the number one sport in America, period.
Gilbert, not only are you the number one sports, out of the top 100 shows that have ever been watched in America, sporting events, 94 of them were NFL Super Bowls. Out of the top 100 watched television events, 94 were Super Bowls. So what it does say is, it doesn't matter, you know, when people may not get along, Democrat or Republican or any of those crazy things, they all stop. Women who may not watch football, they watch the Super Bowl.
The women watch the football. They like the tight pants. They watch the football.
Them women love to see them
big old cakes moving around out there, man. All right, man.
Hey. Is that why they watch football?
But women, I mean, you know, it's gonna be sunny. you was looking at them cakes, man.
Man, you know, now your career has ended, and do you ever, man? I mean, you know, you can't go back, right? You can never go back. And do you ever at times just, man, just think about a play, right? A play, man, a play that could have changed everything. Do you have regrets? You have any regrets, man, after those years? Was it too short? Was it too short? Was your career too short?
I would say so. I wanted to do 14. If I can get 14 years in, I would have been happy. Wow. I did 10 or 11.
Why 14?
Why 14? Just because that means longevity.
Right. Well, 11. Longevity.
Yeah, but still, I mean, longevity is 14 for me. You know, 12 would have been best, you know. But you know, it's to the point where, you know, you put the time in, you know, you want to get as much out of it as you can, because you don't realize how fun it was until it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't realize that.
Yeah. And I guess, Gilbert, that's the point that I'm trying, because you only get one chance at it, right? I mean, man, nobody can ever, they always say, people can't take your education away and all those kind of things. And no, they can't. But they can never take away from you that you played in two Super Bowls and you reached the highest level.
I'm a world champion, Earl. I'm a world champion. A lot of guys can't say that. Lot of guys, even guys that have been playing 15 years in the NFL, can't say, I'm a world champion.
You know
what I'm saying?
And you know,
that's the difference.
And you know why I know that's so important? When every time I watch Charles Barkley and Shaq tell him, as great as he was, you know, you don't have a ring. And I see how it just eats away.
It kills him. It's one of those things, man, where you can get a lot of individual awards, but that one pinnacle team award that you did with everybody that put it down with you, that means something special.
You know, and so after we come back from the break, Gilbert, I really would like you to talk a little bit about how your mother and your family, because you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have accomplished the things that I'm fortunate and blessed to know a couple of your sisters and your mom and man, they certainly, man, are still as proud today of you as they were, you know, before you even started, man. And the fact that you were this family man and a community man, and that's part of what I think Under the Helmet. We need to take a little time to talk about that part of Gilbert Brown that people don't know. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger himself. And, you know, Gilbert, man, I would be remiss, man, if we didn't get a chance to talk about your wonderful family, man. And, you know, what is it all for anyway, if you can't share it with your family, man? And I'm sure you've done that, man. You've got a beautiful, beautiful family. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, who the other side of Gilbert Brown, Under the Helmet with Gilbert. Let's talk about that family, man, and how important they are to you.
Oh, my family. Oh, man, my family is very important to me, man. My brothers and sisters, my mom. I can talk about my mom all day. You know what I'm saying? She's the heart and soul of the whole family. You know. But then I got my two sisters. They used to get mad at me because I used to say they look like me with a wig on. You know what I'm saying? But I quit saying that because now they done got skinny on me. They ready to fight. So I'm gonna leave alone. You know.
Those are your younger sisters, right?
Yes, everybody. Yeah, I'm the second oldest. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I lost one brother to breast cancer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which was rough on me.
He was a beautiful brother, man.
Yeah, his name was Carlos. And then I got my other brother, Leroy. Bad Leroy Brown. Not the baddest man in the whole wide town, but that would be me. But anyway, it was having a family like that. And check this out, Earl. So the first Super Bowl we went to, I didn't let nobody go.
What?
Only person I let go was Coach Doge.
Why?
Because I was focused, man. I was so focused. I was laser focused on I ain't got time to worry about tickets. I don't want y'all calling me, doing nothing. I want this championship. So I let Doja go because Doja know not to eat. I'm going to leave the big fella alone. I'm going to leave him alone. I ain't going to ask him about what a potato. I ain't going to ask him about what a potato chip and all this other stuff. No,
for people who don't know, Coach Doja was your high school football coach.
Yes. He does. Like I said, my mom is 1, he's 1A. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So guess what happened, Merle?
What?
Super Bowl 32, I let everybody go. Everybody. Mama, sisters, brothers, cousins, whoever.
And you lost.
And guess what happened?
You lost.
We lost. You know what I'm saying? So family can be good, and family can be bad too. But I tell you what, man. I love my family to death. I love my brothers and sisters to death. And I do. They went on this journey with me. You see what I'm saying? Right. If I got something new, they got something new.
You know, man.
That's how it works.
Just watching you over the years and in the youth football camp that you ran every year and up until COVID, that's in Milwaukee, which is starting up again, I guess, this year.
We're working on it.
And just to have your family there, man, I thought it was just, man, beyond cool that you would bring your family there, man.
It was, man. It was just that, you know, it's the people you can trust, people you love, people you know got your back, you know what I'm saying? And to start this up, it had an opportunity to do something with my family, you know what I'm saying? Because, you get away sometimes from your family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get busy, they get busy, da-da-da-da-da. But we knew, and I did that for 14 years before we started, before COVID came, we knew at least that week we gonna all be together. That's what having that camp with those kids did for me.
Yeah, man, it was always, and I would say this to people who don't know, and that's why it's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. I would see you, man, as a big teddy bear in the morning we had some little 7-8 year olds out there in the morning, and man, you were just so loving and caring and protective of those little babies, man. And they all loved Bill. They didn't know who the heck Gilbert Brown was.
No, I had one on one leg, one on the other leg, one yep. on one arm, the other arm. I'm like, man, if y'all don't get off me, get off me.
And man, that's what they want and crave is attention, man. Those children. Earl, and you knew it.
Earl, we was father figures out there, man. Yeah. Some of them didn't have fathers at home. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they needed some of that. And some of them needed some tough love too. You know what I'm saying? But I had the opportunity to have good brothers like yourself out there that love them kids. I didn't pay y'all nothing. I didn't give y'all nothing.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all came out from the goodness of your heart. And I wanna say thank you, Earl, for being out there for all those years for me, for them kids.
Man, you know, I think part of coming from Detroit and coming from Milwaukee and seeing kids who struggle and who unjustly have to deal with tough situations in their life, Gilbert, yeah. that sometimes people aren't aware of. And that's why your camp has always been so important, because you do camps across the state. So just so people are aware, you still do football camps and in different parts of the state. But this one you do for free. Why?
Yes, it's the GilbertBrownFoundation.org, man, and that's, you know, I want everybody to go check it out. But I had a camp like this in Detroit, and I brought what I had and what I learned to Milwaukee, because I ain't had no money to go to no camp. Them kids ain't got no money to go to no camp.
Right.
So they need an opportunity to get that knowledge, man. All they got to do is show up. We ain't going to have no do-rags.
I know.
You ain't going to have your pan hanging down. You don't have all that. But you're going to come out here, and you go, if you're going to eat up all my food I just got for you, you going to run, bro. You're going to earn it. You're going to earn it.
You know, Gilbert, and then when you come back in the afternoon with the older kids, and they would come with the pans hanging off, man, you turn into the grizzly bear. You know,
oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Cuddly teddy bear in the morning, but the grizzly bear in the afternoon. And
because they becoming young men, Earl.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised sometimes. I could see a dude at the grocery store. He about as old as me, 45, 50.
Yeah.
With his pants hanging.
I know. Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
All right, Gilbert, man, I don't know what happened to the time, man. It's such a blast.
You took it up all the talking you did, Earl.
it's such a blast to do this with you, man. And we're going to do this every Monday. And, I can't wait to get to hear.
Earl, you know what?
What?
I love you, brother.
Hey, man, I love you too, man.
I love you, brother. I'm not ashamed to tell you. I love you, brother, because you do one hell of a job. One hell of a job. Even to hang out with me for an hour, you are welcome. But you do one hell of a job.
All right, listen, man. Until next Monday, under the helmet with the grave digger, give her what you want to say as we close it out.
God bless y'all. Don't eat up all the chicken, and good night.
All right. We'll see you guys later. This under the helmet with the grave digger. Talk to you later.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV.